G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Continental Tyres. AFL Trade Radio.
We do have official paperwork from AFL House, and that being that Liam Jones, unrestricted free agent, Nobes and Soss, officially signed with the Western Bulldogs. We'd known it was coming for some time. It is now official. Carlton, in response, Soss get a round three selection as compensation, and that pick is currently sitting at 49.
Yeah, great result for both clubs. Obviously, Carlton get a third round selection there, and Liam gets to play AFL footy again after taking 12 months off. So great for him. Do we know what the deal looked like in relation to his contract terms?
No, I don't. There was some talk of it maybe even being a three-year deal, which seemed a bit long to me. And again, I haven't received that detail attached to the actual paperwork being lodged. But yeah, not playing at all in 2022, playing in the Queensland competition. Yeah. And then coming back to the club at which his career was started.
Is he
the
31, Dogs. 31 years of age, Liam Jones?
I can cross-reference that, Soss, as we
sounds
talk about
right.
it. What do you think he can do realistically for the Bulldogs?
He can defend. He's got great speed, great closing speed, very rarely gets beaten one-on-one. I think when you can take him up the ground, his endurance isn't fantastic. That's where he can sort of drop off a little bit. But he's got exceptional closing speed and his one-on-one craft is fantastic. So I guess the question is having a year off football.
Yeah.
I know he probably played local level up in
he did.
In New,
kept
Queensland.
Fit, but there's a difference between keeping fit and playing AFL.
Yeah.
And at the start of next year, just on the birth date, he's going to be 32 years of age by the time he plays his next official game.
But they're
of
right
football.
In. They're in the hot slot of competing for a flag. The Western Bulldogs.
You're still putting him in there, despite their troubles of this year.
Yeah, I think they're right in there. They get their full team up and going. I think they're a top six team.
Okay. Do you see it that way too, Nobes?
No, not quite. Yeah. I think they've got their work cut out for them next year. I've got them in that 8 to 10, 7 to 10 bracket, I think, if things go well.
Yep.
The interesting thing with Jonesy coming on board is that they defend in a block. So they've got a very particular way that they defend in the back half of their ground, where they get their mids back and they basically play three across the front of their defensive six, okay. And then their back end six. So you almost end up with a block of nine. It's like the channel nine dots.
Okay.
And so that's how they defend. So Liam coming into that as a defensive mechanism makes a lot of sense, because he's a great intercept mark. He can defend when he needs to, but the way they defend and set up their ground, I think it's a smart decision from the Doggies to get him in, because it helps them with what they want to do and how they want to go. And then if they get lob in the other end and they go hard and they can get it down to him that can run and can carry the ball, they can take, marks at great height, then I think they're pushing back up into the eight strong.
Yeah, I look at someone like a Bontempelli that I reckon he played for most of the season injured.
Yeah.
He wasn't himself.
Absolutely, yeah. He would never admit that, but that was the case.
Libba had a good year, though.
Libba had a good year. Yeah. Bailey Smith probably, was...
Was flying early on, then had the off-field issue, which he dealt with, but just ultimately missed matches and then didn't come back to the same level. Still good, but not to the same level.
So it's interesting what they'll do. If they do get a lob through the door and they've got Jamara up forward, they've got Josh Bruce playing again.
Yep.
What will they do with Norton? Is he a chance to play at centre half back?
Which
I reckon he could play that position really, really well. His kick's always been a little bit of issue, his field kicking. But he could be a really good centre half back. He played back.
Yeah. They recruited him as that.
Yeah. And he can really play there. I just think it gives him some flexibility,
Fans want to see him take those hangers up.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.